Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I just saw something about a new black hole. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But before we talk about black holes, I'm hungry. And I like hot dogs. I don't eat a lot of hot dogs, but I like them. And Nathan's Hot Dogs has been famous. So I think they started in Coney Island. I think the owner of Nathan's Hot Dog was an Eastern European Jew that had worked for a restaurant and saw a way to kind of start his own business. And he wanted to learn about the hot dog recipe, sausage recipe. Owner wasn't really touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. So he's like, whatever, do whatever. Kind of was very hands-off. And so, I forget who owned Nathan's, who was the original. I should probably look this up. Nathan's owner, or original. I have to look everything up. And he opens up a hot dog stand right up the street. Had trouble initially. I got this from Food Network. You got to watch Food Network. And let me look up their history. Really fascinating history. And they tried to undercut. It was Nathan Handworker. And he was an immigrant from Poland. He and his wife, Ida, borrowed $300 from friends to start their business on Coney Island. And they ended up having trouble undercutting because this restaurant up the street was just so, it was just so iconic that, you know, how do you take that guts, we call a chutzpah, to be able to, it was Feltman's, I believe, it was Feltman's restaurant, Feltman's German Gardens. Well, apparently, restaurants sold hot dogs for 10 cents each, so he decided to sell them for 5 cents, and now ends up having still one of the most iconic hot dog chains in the country. So one shtick, we call it, or a gimmick, is the hot dog eating contest. And people have always wondered, what do these people do after they eat 50, 60 hot dogs? Well, Yahoo News has an article on legendary competitive hot dog eater Joey Chestnut. And he reveals what happened to his body after he ate 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, which I would never advise anybody. It's just so dangerous. So he has won the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest 14 times. And he recently broke his own record by scarfing down 76 hot dogs and buns. This usually happens on 4th of July, and he did it in under 10 minutes. Or in about 10 minutes. So he said, most people relate to feeling bloated and tired after Thanksgiving. He said, it's kind of like that, except really, really bad. Joey Chestnut recently joined forces with Nathan's Famous to donate 40,000 pounds of meat on National Hot Dog Day. He revealed how he recovers from the big competition and why he still isn't tired of hot dogs. Not good. He says, people have told me they can smell the hot dogs. I really can't, but the sweat afterwards feels sticky and greasy. My girlfriend says it smells different. This is disgusting. He says, after he finishes his interviews, he has to focus, stay calm. Then he goes back to his hotel for a much-needed nap. He says, afterwards, I'm crazy exhausted, and usually the first thing is either I'm thirsty or I want to go to sleep. I usually take a nap as soon as I can. He said, it's natural. If you eat a lot of food, you're going to go to the bathroom. But Chestnut always makes sure to go into the contest super empty. He does a two-day cleanse that consists of just water and lemon juice. He says, my body knows that it's going to be digesting a massive amount of food really quickly, so I make sure it's easy to digest. He goes, and again, none of this is medically sound, okay? He says, most people, when you eat food, it takes 9 to 10 hours to really digest it. He says, after I do a cleanse, things are moving quick. He says, it's hard on the body. There's no way around it. I agree. And so I think, you know, I believe he starts to sweat, and then his sweat smells like hot dogs, and then it takes him at least a couple days to start feeling normal after a competition. Is it worth it? I would say no. It's kind of disgusting to watch. So what's his favorite type of hot dog? Well, his favorite hot dog toppings are mustards and raw onions. But he also loves adding cheese whiz to his Frank. He said, runners, they look like they're going to die at the end of a marathon, but they still love to run. He goes, and I love a good hot dog. So, yeah, he's comparing himself to a marathon or an Olympic runner. I get it. You know, we all have our sports. He said, some people are so snobby, and I'm like, dude, cheese whiz is delicious. Cheese whiz and grilled onions. It's kind of like a Philly cheesesteak. Oh, my God, it's great. He said, I'm not one of those hot dog purists. I'll even put ketchup on every now and then. I put kimchi on a hot dog. That was really good. He said, cream cheese tastes good on the hot dog as well. He says, as long as my body's cooperating, I can see myself doing it for years. And one of these days, someone is going to come, some absolute boss, man or woman, and challenge me. I'm looking forward to it. I love the competition. So what actually happens when you eat like that? Well, your stomach size is only as big as it can be. And so you're stretching the stomach. You will not, in a 10-minute time, have the motility that you need to be able to acid wash and acid dissolve the food, break it into a sludge such that the small intestine can absorb most of it before the remaining 30 hot dogs are coming down the pike. So what ends up happening is the stomach gets forced to stretch. And it gets forced to stretch and stretch. And so before somebody feels full or vomits, they could get a lot in them. And so sometimes, I don't know if you've ever gone to a buffet and you go, I'm going to eat it all. And then, you know, a few minutes in, you're like, I can't eat anymore. Well, it's because there was a signal to the brain. Some of these people can override it, but at some point, you're going to just throw it up. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. So Thomas asks, do I think kids, young kids, are racist? Now, this was a question that came to me a couple weeks ago. I didn't address it on air at the time. And I remembered that I didn't address it when I saw the story on the black hole. Apparently, and I'll come back to his question, but Einstein's theory of general relativity apparently is proven after scientists see light coming from behind a black hole for the first time ever. So a team of astronomers at Stanford University has detected light coming from behind a black hole in a first-ever observation that proves famed theoretical physicist Albert Einstein's theory of relativity. The study was published Wednesday in Nature, analyzed X-ray echoes surrounding a black hole some 100 million light-years away from Earth, which were the result of intense gravity of the object warping space and bending the light back around into view. These echoes are flashes of X-ray light that come from the disk, which scientists use to map the black hole's inner structure. Now, this scenario was predicted decades ago by Einstein, which determined that massive objects cause a distortion in space-time, which is felt as gravity. Roger Blainford, co-author of the research published in Nature, said 50 years ago when astrophysicists started speculating about how the magnetic field might behave close to a black hole, they had no idea that one day we might have the techniques to actually observe this directly and see Einstein's general theory of relativity. So it's very, very cool how they, and you know, we could talk about this more, but NASA had, I believe, said that they were going to do away with a lot of the terms that might be sexist or racist. And the term black hole, from what I understand, was going to not be used much longer. So when I saw that, it reminded me that I got this email from Thomas asking about, are kids racist? So, you know, I don't know all the studies done. I do remember one, and I think we talked about it on air, where kids were given... young kids were given in this one class a series of kids of different shades. And they were asked, and we're talking real, real young kids, I think like, you know, 2-3 years old. And they asked, and the smiles were the same. The hair was supposed to be the same. I wish I could find the study. And the only thing that was different was the skin color, or the you know, the color used on paper of the cartoon child. And when the kids were asked which kid is a good kid and which kid is a bad kid, I believe there was a statistically significant result of a higher percentage of kids chose the darker colored cartoon child as being bad. And so they were talking about how there could be inherent racism in young children. Now, I haven't followed all the studies, and I'm going to be honest, so it's hard to answer a question, you know, are kids, you know, young, that young, racist? And so what I do believe happens is a few factors. Okay, you know, one is if there's, you know, racism in the family. Kids pick up on that. So, you know, for example, if let's say there's, you know, a cat in the house, and mom is saying, I don't like dogs, and they're out in the park, and mom hides away from the dog, keeps the kid away from the dog, that kid might, in some respect, avoid dogs. Or they might be like me, very, very interested in dogs, and the second I get to have access to a dog, I'm going to run and hug and love the dog. In my family, we had dogs. There we had, I think, a German Shepherd early on when I was a baby, so I was always around pets, which is why I love pets. But, you know, if you see an aversion, you know, by a parent, these kids might follow that aversion until they could think for themselves and go, wait a second, I really like, you know, this type of pet, or I like salt on my food, or, you know, I actually like the window open and not closed, or I want a vaccine, you know. So there is obviously the parental input. But if there's not a parental input, is there an inherent racism? So what's interesting is how black holes, or there's been a lot of concern about Darth Vader. Darth Vader was wearing black and Luke Skywalker was wearing white. And so there's been a concern in society and by experts on this that movies that have the white knight, you know, like, is that Bonnie Tyler? Isn't there a white knight across the seat? And I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need a hero. So white knights have been something perpetuated in storybooks. Yet when you see the Wicked Witch of the West, was it East? Wicked Witch of the East? In the Wizard of Oz. It was the Wicked Witch of the West, I thought. You know, she's wearing black where Glenda's wearing light-colored. Or you see Darth Vader in black. Or you see Sleeping Beauty and Snow White, and then the Queen is wearing black. And so people feel that those have racist roots. Now, I don't know who wrote the first storybook. And if it was written, let's say in England, you know, and you know, England, you know, they were white, maybe aristocratic, and so their heroes looked like them, you know, like the Bible, God created man in his own image. So if writers created, you know, heroes to look like them, and then they needed something different to be the antagonist, that could be where some of the roots of this white knight, black knight came from. I don't know. Many of you scholastic or literary scholars would probably know the answer to that. But I look at things today as, I mean, I love the color black. Most of my clothes are black. You know, the coloring of black should not be associated with, you know, a group of people, in terms of, you know, well, we have a black hole. You know, I would have never thought that black hole would be, you know, would have those negative connotations, because I thought, well, black is a color and the black hole is dark, but then they have light, you know, in this particular case, they found light coming through. So you know, it's how the words are used and how the words are perceived, but are kids so ingrained to, you know, heroes being in light colored outfits and villains wearing darker colors? Is that something that could be playing upon any subconscious bias? Now, I don't know where the history of black clothing and black in terms of funerals came from. You know, priests wear white. White is supposed to be a sign of purity, and then black a sign of death. And, you know, those could also be the roots. It might not just be a storybook roots. It might just be, you know, black was a color used, was the cloth, the clothing. It was just a color that was, you know, black was, you know, used for that. Although nowadays, I mean, we wear black suits to work. We wear black suits to weddings. You know, so we've overcome that. But to answer your question, you know, are kids inherently racist? I don't believe children, when they're born, have any desire to hate or be bigoted or racist at that level. I do believe, though, that every animal in the animal kingdom, including humans, will have that tribal instinct to be among like. And so I have cats, and we have a couple tabbies. We have white cat. We have a Persian Himalaya mix. She was a rescue at the pound, so I don't know her pedigree. And then we have a black short-haired. I notice the tabbies, even though they're years apart, about maybe 10 years apart in age, stick together. And so animals will like find like. And so kids might, based on skin color, think, okay, I'm more related to this person than this person. And they might instinctively think that they need to be in that group or circle. It's a very humanistic thing to not have dens and these animalistic huddles, you know. And I'm glad. I love what people do. We mix, we talk, so that's what I think could be going on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman says a bipartisan group of negotiators has reached an agreement on the major issues of the roughly $1 trillion infrastructure package. And on that note, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says there will be a Wednesday night vote to move forward on the bill to begin debate. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, adding,
"This is also important to demonstrate that Republicans and Democrats can come together over really hard stuff to negotiate in good faith."
House Speaker and devout Catholic Nancy Pelosi is blasting House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, as she called him a moron for opposing a mask mandate in the chamber during her weekly press conference. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being pressed about calling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy a moron.
"To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise. And that was my comment. And that's all I'm going to say about that."
During a news conference, Pelosi, a devout Catholic, did not revisit the moron comment directly. She said the decision to reimpose a mandate was based on science, science, science. The Atlanta spa gunman pleads guilty to 4 counts of murder. With the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Cherokee County prosecutors had planned to seek the death penalty, but decided a plea deal would bring swift justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you are concerned about when we are going to have a booster. Some of you still haven't gotten your first set of vaccines. Some of you are done with the topic, but we won't talk about the booster. Let's just kind of quickly talk about what's been going on. Cases are rising. As we know, multiple countries are still battling high cases. including the U.S., India, Russia. I've had the hiccups again. I don't know why I get the hiccups. Italy, Iran, Germany, Indonesia, Mexico, Ukraine, Netherlands, Iraq, Philippines, Bangladesh has had at least 16,000 new cases, 237 deaths in the last few hours reported. Malaysia, Japan. Japan's been dealing with and battling, you know, their COVID spike as they're trying to get through the Tokyo Olympics and make it through the finish line before that anything gets closed. Morocco, Thailand. So, you know, sadly, we're seeing cases in the U.S. Hospitalizations are now almost hitting the 9,000 mark. Remember, we were down to the 3-4s. We were doing pretty good, so we doubled in hospitalizations. And that's just of the ones that have been reported COVID-related. 13 new deaths, 1,200 new cases in the last few hours reported to Worldometers. And multiple states have been kind of battling spikes. And I live in Nevada. Living in Nevada, we have our mask mandate back again. I'm not a fan of that, but unfortunately, you know, it's at the point where the government feels like they need to do something. I'd rather be masked than lock people down again. So I'll support what our public officials want. It's just the average mask people are wearing is dirty and in their pockets or bras or boots, and they're... You got to wear a clean mask, and it really should be an N95 respirator. I know Nancy Pelosi got herself into some trouble. Actually, I want to talk about this for a quick second. Okay, hold on a second. I think she called McCarthy a moron. Hold on. This is not very professional behavior that we're seeing by our politicians. It really is embarrassing. You know, I think there are some brilliant careers in politics, but if I was a kid looking at this, I'd be like, this is like reality TV. It's ridiculous. Anyway, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy a moron Wednesday when asked about his comment that mask mandates for vaccinated people are against the science. She said, make no mistake, or he said, McCarthy said, make no mistake, the threat of bringing masks back is not a decision based on science, but a decision conjured up by liberal government officials who want to continue to live in a perpetual pandemic state. This is what McCarthy said on Tuesday in reaction to the CDC guidance. And then when Pelosi was asked to react to McCarthy's comment, she said, he's such a moron. You can't make this stuff up. Pelosi's comment underscores the unique hostility relationship between her and McCarthy. This is written by Fox News. Her chief spokesperson even doubled down on the moron comment in a subsequent tweet. Drew Hamill said, unfortunately, we can't verify this audio because of poor quality, but I can confirm that the speaker believes that saying a mask requirement is not a decision based on science is moronic. So, you know, as a doctor, I'm torn. You know, McCarthy says, well, if she's so brilliant, can she tell me where the science in the building changes between the House and the Senate? Can she explain to me when the CDC says only vaccinated people need to wear a mask in hotspots, not more than 86% of vaccination within here, according to D.C., can she explain to me the less than 1% affected there? So it's a lot of questions. If she knows so much science, explain to me where the science changes in the rotunda. So this is where, again, as a doctor, I have to say, you know, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. I mean, you know, these masks that people are wearing are not the N95 respirators. They're not wearing full-on PPE. So we know that these viruses can get through the masks. These masks are not able to withstand nanometer size, you know, virus particles. But do they provide a barrier if somebody is spitting when they talk? It does. They do provide some sort of a barrier. So that's why everybody's right, everybody's wrong. You know, these masks aren't, you know, keeping people immune, but they do provide some level of protection. It's debatable whether it's a 1% level of protection or a 90% level of protection. So I think, you know, everybody in politics, you know, has, you know, some issues. I don't want to call them morons, but I think it's moronic to see the fighting back and forth. But what is moronic is the concept of one hallway difference between wearing masks and not wearing masks. Doesn't make a lot of sense. And when you have small groups of people wear a mask, you know, to maybe protect themselves, maybe protect others, and then they leave that room and rip off the mask, you just wonder what the protection is. When people are trying to eat on an airplane and they're taking off and on the mask back and forth, a mask mandates don't work. People have to eat. People have to breathe. You could suggest a mask, and for those who want to wear it, and maybe it slows a little bit of the spread, but we've been masking for 15, 16 months, and here we are with, again, a wave that was going to come anyway. So, it is really frustrating when I see what people do. I mean, when we had the mask mandate and now we're going to have that back again, I mean, people are, you know, they're going to eat, they're going to kiss, they're going to smoke, you know, they're going to have to brush their teeth. The mask has to come off at some point. It's just, as we know, cases are rising. People are wondering about the booster. So a booster would be an additional shot. It doesn't mean it's a vaccine against the variants. That's a whole new vaccine. So a booster would be just a third dose of what you got back in December, January, if you got it then. So Pfizer released trial data for a third dose. And it found it did provide an 11-fold rise in antibodies against the Delta variant. And they apparently a study found that the standard two shots, rather than giving you 95% efficacy against hospitalization and death with the COVID variant, it dropped to 84%. So if you want to boost that some more, you get a booster. Now, I don't know when that's going to be available to people, but this new data was just released by the company today, and it showed antibody levels increased fivefold among people age 18 to 55 who were given their booster shot. The third dose was especially affecting for the elderly, with antibody levels spiking 11-fold among people age 65 to 85 who had already received the standard two doses. They said on the slides published online, the researchers wrote that there is estimated potential for up to 100-fold increase in Delta neutralization post three doses, or compared to a pre-dose of the third. So, or compared to pre-dose three. Post-dose three compared to pre-dose three. Oh, I get it. All right. After your third dose, you have higher levels than before it. So, it is good data. I mean, realize it is a company that would like to still sell more of their vaccines, but I believe it. I don't really think there's anything, there's anything auspicious about it. Can't think of the right word that I want to say. So I do believe that a booster could help, because remember, we rushed to get our shots right away, which we were supposed to. And you have some people where they're going to be, we're coming into August, they're going to be almost 7 to 8 months past their first dose. We don't know how long the immunity lasts. So 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So about 100 million Americans are dealing with high blood pressure, which is scary because high blood pressure puts us at risk for heart attack. It puts us at risk for stroke, blindness, kidney disease, dementia, and sometimes a higher risk of COVID infection. So for those people that have out-of-control blood pressure, we like to, kind of deal with it head on and hopefully get your blood pressure in control. The thing is there's a slew of medications. And people want to know that if they're on a medication, is it the best one? So two medications that are very similar are the ACE inhibitors and the angiotensin II receptor blockers, the ARBs. And these two medications are very, very similar, and sometimes they're used interchangeably, and they have been looked at as to which is better. Now, how these medicines work, if I could just kind of recap, blood pressure medicines have kind of an interesting timeline, and I've talked about this on my show. You know, blood pressure is where, you know, you have the pressure of, you know, the blood going through the heart and the pressure that the tissues need to feel, you know, when the blood is going to them to help drop off oxygen. And so high blood pressure being linked to stroke and heart attack has been identified as a major issue. FDR had high blood pressure, and they didn't have a lot of medications out there for high blood pressure. So what they did is they used something called diuretics. Diuretics are still commonly used. It's where we decrease the fluid coming down the pike. We dehydrate you, basically. So they tried dehydrating FDR with diuretics. We don't make you dehydrated per se, but we are lessening your hydration by trying to make you urinate much of the excess water and fluid out such that you have less pressure. Still didn't work. He still got a hemorrhagic stroke, although they feel that he might have actually died of melanoma, malignant melanoma. So when you look at his picture, you see the melanoma above his left eyebrow. They believe that's what ultimately killed him, but it's been said and documented that he had a hemorrhagic stroke. So obviously the diuretic wasn't good enough back then in the 40s. Then they had beta blockers. So beta blockers slow down the heart rate. So when your heart is, let's say, beating fast, your pressure could be up. So if we slow down the heart from boom, 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 boom to boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, less pressure. So there's beta blockers that slow down the heart. There's also calcium channel blockers. Calcium channel blockers relax the blood vessels. So if your heart is beating against pipes that are starting to get pretty thick and fibrousy and less compliant, the pressure is going to go up. So if you have a more compliant, relaxed vessel, the pressure goes down. So we see a lot of efficacy in African Americans with calcium channel blockers because there might be a genetic tendency for their vessels to thicken. The only problem is with calcium channel blockers, your vessels can relax so much that you start getting some swelling, like we'll see swelling in your feet. But it's a very, very commonly used medication and a fantastic adjunct with a bunch of other blood pressure medications. Then we have the ACE inhibitors, the angiotensin-renin system. This angiotensin-renin system exists in your body such that if you get shot and you start to bleed, your kidneys sense there's less blood flow. And when the kidneys sense less blood flow, it triggers these hormones, including angiotensin, to cause your vessels to tighten to try to maintain your blood pressure. Sometimes you can make it to the hospital, and sometimes you don't. The problem is when people age, or genetically, they might just have this weird, you know, system such that you spike a lot. So when I see somebody spike all of a sudden, I don't think it's their vessels slowly, you know, thickening and getting less compliant. I don't think it's that all of a sudden they just have too much fluid in their system. I think it's the angiotensin-renin system, and we're finding that genetically that is a big part of it. We've seen it in skinny people, overweight people. And so the ACE inhibitors block at the angiotensin 1 level. The angiotensin receptor blocker 2 blocks that level. So they'll cause the blood vessels to relax and lower blood pressure. So the ACE inhibitors and the angiotensin receptor blockers have been used for a while. ARBs have taken over a lot of prior ACE inhibitor patients because the ACE inhibitors can cause a cough. And so people don't like that. It feels like there's always something in the back of the throat. So they're like, do I have COVID? Do I have allergies? Do I have a tumor? And we're like, what are your medications? Well, I'm on Captopril or Benazepril or Zestril or, oh, so it ends in ill. You're on an ACE inhibitor. ACE inhibitors can release bradykinin, which can cause a cough. We take them off the ACE inhibitor, switch them over to the ARB, and the cough usually goes away in a couple weeks. So I've moved many patients over to the ARBs because of the ACE inhibitor cough. But apparently a study found that the ARBs overall are more preferable because of a slew of risk factors that ACE inhibitors could have. Now, which worked better? They both worked the same. Researchers looked at cases where monotherapy with an ACE inhibitor, or ARB, was initiated between 1996 and 2018 across 8 databases from the United States, Germany, and South Korea. They looked at patient outcomes as it related to heart attack, heart failure, stroke, other cardiovascular events, and they found no difference. Those taking the ACE inhibitor, those taking the ARB, and ARB is like Losartan, Valsartan, those medications like Avapro, Cozar, they found no difference. They both worked. But they did find a higher average of side effects such as angioedema, swelling, cough, pancreatitis, inflammation of pancreas, and GI bleed with the ACE inhibitor group. So the author, Dr. Chen, writes, these findings support preferentially prescribing the ARBs over the ACE inhibitors when initiating treatment for hypertension. Now, that does not mean that if any of you guys are on an ACE inhibitor to immediately go off of it. If it's working and you're not having side effects, then that's fine. But there was a study that freaked some people out. This was back in 2018. It was published in the BMJ that found those who take ACE inhibitors are 14% more likely to develop lung cancer. Now, this study took place in the UK and looked at 1 million patients over the time period of 1995 to 2015 and found the longer one took the ACE inhibitor blood pressure medication, they had a higher risk of developing lung cancer. So I would just talk to your medical provider because, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, if somebody's, you know, watching you and you're seeing the doctor and your blood pressure is good and you have a higher risk of having complications of bad blood pressure than you do to have some of these rare risks. It's tricky because, you know, to weed out all the different things that could cause lung cancer, radon, smoking, asbestos, I'd hate to blame a blood pressure medication for that. But it is something to wonder. If you're having issues or having a chronic cough with the ACE inhibitor, why suffer? Be switched. So normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. It's elevated if it's under 130 over 80. You're already high blood pressure if you're over 130 over 80. You're already high blood pressure. So 135 over 85, we're calling it. You're at stage 2 hypertension if you're over 140 over 90. I remember in school, we used to wait till you were 140 over 90. That's already considered stage 2. And then you're in a hypertensive crisis if you're over 180 over 120. Remember, the systolic pressure is the pressure the heart exudes during a beat or pumping of the blood. The diastolic pressure is the filling, the pressure in your arteries between beats while the heart is filling. Both numbers are equally important. So when people say, oh, my bottom number is good, it's just the top number. Both are an issue. All right, so lose weight, low-salt diet, low-fat diet, good sleep habits, regular exercise, avoid tobacco, limit your alcohol, and just make sure you're getting it checked. You won't know if you have high blood pressure if you don't get it checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.